Today is primary day in New York State. Polls are open around the state from noon until 9 tonight. The biggest race on the ballot is the Democratic primary for governor. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing a challenge from Democrat Zephyr Teachout, which he is expected to easily win, but the governor could face a headache when it comes to the race for his running mate for lieutenant governor. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo, known as a clever strategist who carefully maps out his political future, did not anticipate a primary challenge from obscure Fordham law professor Zephyr Teachout.
You know, I know I'm an underdog.
Teachout was originally considered as a possible candidate for the left-leaning Working Families Party. Working Families endorsed Cuomo after he promised to work for progressive issues like a Democratic state Senate and public campaign financing. Teachout decided to run in the Democratic primary anyway, and she even survived Cuomo campaign attempts to throw her off the ballot. She's criticized the governor for disbanding a commission that was probing corruption in state government when commissioners tried to look too closely at Cuomo donors. The U.S. attorney is now investigating.
The biggest problem in New York is this old boy corrupt network, where they circle the fences and protect their own.
Teachout is not expected to win the primary, though no public polls have been conducted. Mickey Carroll, pollster with Quinnipiac University, says Teachout does have the potential, however, to damage Cuomo's chances for a run for president, where presidential primary voters are more to the left than the general public, if liberal Teachout wins a significant percentage of the vote.
She could embarrass him, not beat him, not even get big, huge numbers, but get enough numbers to embarrass him.
Cuomo has publicly ignored Teachout, refusing to shake her hand at a parade or even mention her by name, and evading questions about potential debates.
You've been invited to take part in a debate with Zephyr Teachout prior to the Democratic primary. Do you expect that to happen?
You know, I'll leave that to the campaigns to work out.
But Cuomo faces a greater threat from a challenge to his chosen running mate in the race, Lieutenant Governor candidate Kathy Hochul. In May, when Cuomo selected the former one-term Western New York Congresswoman, it seemed like a wise choice.
Thank you, Governor Cuomo, for inviting me to be your partner.
Hochul, who is also the former Erie County clerk, is popular in the Buffalo area, a region that Cuomo lost in the 2010 elections. Her conservative stance on immigration and guns could help him gain support from independent voters in the general election in November.
I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the faith that Governor Cuomo has put in me to work with him as part of a team to carry our message of hope and optimism across this great state.
But Hochul now also faces a primary challenge from Columbia University professor and tech expert Tim Wu, and her views may not be very palatable to the small number of progressive-minded voters expected to turn out for Tuesday's vote. Wu, the son of Taiwanese immigrants, says if he becomes lieutenant governor, he would not be a cheerleader for the governor's policies. He says he would instead offer an independent counterpoint and might even investigate Cuomo for possible corruption if necessary.
We have such a problem with concentrated power that is unchecked that we need more independent statewide checks and balances, and we envision that lieutenant governor position should also play that role.
If Hochul loses the primary, Cuomo would be forced to appear on the November ballot with Wu instead. While the governor and lieutenant governor candidates run separately in primaries under New York state law, they emerged into one ticket in the general election. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.